This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time for the 12 Days of Chris Curtismas, brought to you by 110 Grill, modern American cuisine in a trendy, casual atmosphere and all holiday season. Curtis has been regifting, so if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, you will get the gifts. The number to call is 617-931-0937, and we will see what our very own Grinch has for you in a moment as soon as we get a caller number 9. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
What's up?
I just want to say a couple things. I don't know why. I mean, there's no offense. I don't know why you want Mike Vrabel so bad. He really hasn't done anything as a coach.
Yeah.
I think that he should look outside the box somewhere, trying to find somebody else. And honestly,
what do you mean? He hasn't done anything as a coach?
No, he hasn't. When was the last time he made the playoffs? He was fired.
Right, because the owner forced him to trade their best receiver. He had a spat with the front office, and when he was there, he beat you here, got to an AFC championship, was the coach of the year, I think, twice.
Yeah.
Well, once, and I don't know. I don't know why you want to keep breathing the same faces.
So who do you want to be the coach, Mike?
You can't get over the Super Bowl era. Find somebody new. Switch the whole franchise around.
We just tried that.
I want somebody who has some experience. So that's me. It's just me personally.
All right. So he's saying go outside of, like, the organization.
I like the tie to the organization.
You like the tie to the organization.
I think it's a good thing for the organization. I think it's a good thing football-wise, and I think it's a good thing business-wise.
Mm-hmm. So, like Brian Flores?
I would like Brian Flores. Listen, you can wait another year. I understand the rookie coach's argument. Mm-hmm. You are just setting your quarterback back and setting your franchise back if Gerard Mayo is not going to be the guy eventually. And maybe he is. Maybe the first year, he'll get over the first year bumps in the road and be the greatest coach ever.
You're kind of not setting your quarterback back, but even if you say, all right.
Said that he set the quarterback, or they set the quarterback back already this season. That's a glaring mistake in your mind.
I said because you didn't start him week
Correct.
One, you put
that
him behind the eight ball.
That was a glaring mistake.
Yes, that was my.
At the start of the season, right. That was a giant mistake right. In your mind. That Gerard Mayo or Elliot Wolf or Alex Van Pelt or the three of them made.
Yes.
Correct?
Huge mistake.
So they started with a huge mistake.
Yes. So I would say, and it doesn't make it better, because even if you get a new OC, now you got a whole – Drake May has to learn a whole new offense. So there's no guarantee that you're going to now be putting this guy in the right position. Even if you go on and you go on with Vrabel, now he's going to have another offensive coordinator, and hopefully the guy that you hire at the OC position is the guy that can finally, you know, be the one where you're like, oh, I like this guy. Because if not, now you're going to have to find another offensive
coordinator. Do you think Alex Van Pelt is the guy going forward?
No.
Okay. So
I don't think so.
Okay, so you're going to have to you're going to have to do a redo there.
Yes. So that's going to...
What about Shime?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Have you developed your play yet for Boston College?
I've started to. I've begun the development. I really want to get something unique. Like, that's kind of what I'm trying. I'm trying to figure out a way to make it unique in that it's not just, you know, I feel like so many different plays have been called in the NFL. I want to make it my own.
Right. What about some sort of a variation on the Statue of Liberty?
No. Yeah, no. I don't want to do, like, the annexation of Puerto Rico or anything. Right. I want, like I said, it's got to be unique. It is, however, the start. It is in the, we are starting in the pistol. Okay. So,
all right. Okay. Not in Massachusetts.
So do you want it to be a trick play?
No, I want it to be a play you can call at any point, any game. Just like, you
is
know.
Is it run, pass, option?
Pass.
Like, what are you,
okay. Pass. Play action pass.
All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right.
But you want it to be a big hitter if it does hit.
Well, yes, Bill
O'Brien,
exactly.
Bill O'Brien guaranteed on this radio show that Boston College will use that play.
All right.
So, all right, let me get Lizzie, who is, I think, from Watertown. Hey, Lizzie.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great, Greg. How are you?
Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited. I've been listening because my girlfriend listens to your show every single day, and she told me you got to be up and at them at 8:30, 8:45, so you can call in. So I've had my alarm set so I can call in. Mm. She's at work right now, but she's going to be so excited. She's a very big fan.
Oh, this is awesome. All right. Well, Curtis has some re-gifts for you right now, Curtis.
All right, Lizzie. I don't want to make
something good, Curtis.
For you, anything. It sounds like you're from the South, which means you love Duval, which is where Mac Jones is from, and he signed a football with your name on it. Well, not really. He signed a football, Lizzie. So yes. You have a Mac Jones.
Duval.
You have a Mac Jones autographed football from yours truly.
Is that it?
Perfect.
That would suffice most places.
Yeah, that's not it.
No, we have more.
Okay. Another one.
Thank you. We have a $100 gift card to the 110 Grill, which is a lovely place. They have great food, very nice environment, lovely drinks. I believe they have Corvus.
They do have Corvus vodka there. Yes, they do.
So that's for you. Coming your way, Lizzie. Okay.
Another one.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Beautiful.
I have two tickets to see my personal favorite, the Deftones, at the TD Garden on April 8th.
That's a great show. Deftones at the Garden? Awesome.
That's right.
Awesome.
Another one.
Oh, ahead of yourself. Okay, we got one more. Lizzie, for you and your girlfriend and whoever else, well, just one other person, I have two tickets to see your Boston Bruins, led by Sacco, whatever the hell he pronounced his name, against the Islanders, just a couple weeks away on January 5th. And just so you know, if you're not Lizzie in Watertown, limited tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. So for you, Lizzie, you have a Mac Jones autographed football, a $100 gift card to the Great 110 Grill, two tickets to Deftones at the TD Garden on April 8th, and two Bees tickets as they take on the Islanders on January 5th.
That's freaking fantastic.
Well,
we wish you the best and hope you have a great holiday season, and thank you for tuning in. I hope you will remain tuned in, even though you've already won.
I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Lizzie.
All right. Bless your heart.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
That's what they say down south.
Yeah, those accents make everything better.
Bless your heart.
Yeah.
Yes. I want a biscuit.
All right. I see Ty Law in the building. So we will talk Patriots and NFL, maybe even some college with the great Ty Law coming up next.